for celebration of our Lord and Savior's birth on Christmas. Each of us has struggled in some way or another. There's no doubt that this reality that we have experienced as a nation, as a world, and families, has brought about all kinds of different realities for us to tackle with, to try and live, but also to support one another, to lift one another up. We love one another, and those we love, we desire to support. And so these times can call out the best and worst in us, in a sense, because we begin to recognize what it is that we are capable of. We think of all of the heroic efforts that so many in the medical field have revealed, teachers and all kinds of other professions and individuals who really have gone above and beyond throughout this entire year. But it also reveals that that only really goes so much, that we still are in a world of great difficulty. There are a lot of people, everyone doing as much as possible to alleviate these difficulties, and yet those difficulties still exist. We, though, try and lift one another up. There's a commercial. Many of you have probably seen it. I'll ask here in a moment if you have. It's German, I think. And I don't really know what it's for. So that's good. Because they're not really promoting anything by telling you about this commercial. So it's a win-win. Or lose-lose, or something like that. The man, an elderly man, is going into his garage and pulling out a quite large kettle ball. 35, 45 pounds. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Raise your hand, some of you have seen it. Excellent. Oh, good. For those who haven't, his neighbors are kind of watching, and he's pulling this kettlebell out of his garage, and he begins an exercise routine. And the more his neighbors watch, the more concerned they get. He's an elderly man, and he can hardly move the kettlebell at first, but as he begins his routine, gets up early in the morning, he is then able to lift it up and to lift it out in an exercise motion that is actually starting to improve his health. He's able to do it more and more, but his neighbors are concerned. They call his daughter. His daughter comes to check on him, thinking that maybe he's gone crazy. Fast forward to Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. Grandpa comes over. He's dressed all nice. He has a gift. He hands the gift to his granddaughter, opens it up. It's the stalk for the tree. And so Grandpa lifts up his little granddaughter, 3, 4 years old, and helps to put the star on the tree in that way. He desires to lift her up. The reality is, though, that this is a wonderful example of what we can do. But it's brief in its reality. And it doesn't finish or reveal fully our desire to reveal that love. He'll still continue to age. His granddaughter will, that memory of that moment will fade. And I can't imagine that even if he keeps up the work, the 20-year-old granddaughter would want him picking him up and putting the star on the tree. And so this gesture, as wonderful and loving as it is, does have an end. It's a moment, a temporary lifting up of one another so that we can reveal God. Who of us hasn't experienced that limitation, that coming to that point where we have given what we are able, and yet we realize that there's still more to be done? Who of us can lift ourselves up in that sense? Especially with all of the difficulty in our world, all the difficulty in our lives. And yet, we are here, celebrate God coming amongst us. Theologians, one after the other, have described this human endeavor as an endeavor of reaching for the stars, of desiring to express infinitely our love for one another, our love for God. And yet, our desire for the stars, our desire to reach out and to be lifted up and to lift others up, fails time and again. Those bridges built to heaven come crashing down at some point or another. We try desperately to fill this void, to fix whatever it is that's wrong inside of us, to reach for that which we know you're called to reach for. It is a scandal, sisters and brothers, the way in which God has come amongst us. And over 2,000 years of history between then and now, and all of everything else that covers over this great celebration, we can lose the scandal of what God has done for us. To come to us, not to lord over us, but to walk with us. To be born as a little child in a manger, and to live amongst us so that we can finally be lifted up by one who is able. To help to pinpoint this scandal, there was a tweet. Tweets can be problematic, can't they? Well, this one has a little bit of controversy, but we'll cover that in a moment. This was tweeted December of 2019, so just a year ago. It reads, "Imagine believing that a woman gave birth to God, the Most High, and that he needed to be breastfed and taken care of by his own creation. Imagine believing that God used to," here the writer gets a little descriptive, I'm going to paraphrase, "mess himself and had to be cleaned up by his mother." And this is where it gets a little controversial. "Exalted is Allah above their lives. Before you think that I'm putting down our Muslim companions on this earth, what this individual is expressing is true in the sense that if God didn't become man, the idea of God becoming man is revolting. The idea of God the Most High, who has created the world and can do whatever he wants, the idea of that God taking on flesh is preposterous. So he is pointing out something very real about our faith. There are only three responses, I believe, to the incarnation, the coming of God as a human child. One is disgust or dismissal. The other is ambivalence. Doesn't really matter to me. Or joy. Because I believe everything that this man was writing. That our Most High God did come amongst us. Was cared for by his own creation. Glory be to God, the Father who has sent his only begotten Son amongst us. To live amongst us, to lift us up, to help us realize that there is a solution to that which is deep within us. That God comes to us. We don't have to go to God. God comes to us. This is a beautiful part of our faith, the beginning of our salvation. If we lean into that, lean into the reality that our own efforts are good, but only go so far in directions